There is a birthday card I like quite a bit. Maybe you've seen it. Across the top of the card, it says, Dalai Lama's birthday party. As you probably know, the Dalai Lama is the head Buddhist monk, a spiritual leader who promotes peace and lives a life of simplicity. The card shows that the Dalai Lama has opened a big box with a big bow on top. His disciples look on with great anticipation. A wide smile lights up the Dalai Lama's face when he sees that the box is empty. Wow! Nothing, he says. Just what I always wanted. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. The angel says, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here." The journey of Lent that led us into the wilderness, the journey of Holy Week that led us to the garden and the cross, leads us tonight to an empty tomb. He is not here. Wow, an empty tomb. Then the angel says, "He has been raised as he said." Wow, our risen Savior. Tonight we gather to make our first Easter celebration. Outside we had a big fire, incense, and the lighting of the Paschal candle. We carried our candles into the dark church and heard some of our ancient stories. We marched and recalled the saints of long ago and the saints of this community. Liz banged on the door and we heard the first acclamation of Easter. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Then lights, beautiful music, beautiful flowers, and a feast of alleluias after our Lenten fast. Soon we will gather at Christ's table for the meal of bread and wine. Everything is rich and full. Yet our story tonight centers on an empty tomb. What a paradox. But then God is known for paradoxes, things turned upside down and right side up. The first will be last, the last first, the hungry filled with good things, the rich sent away empty, the powerful cast down, the lowly lifted up. Jesus himself is a paradox. A king born in a stable. Jesus did not count equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself and was born in human likeness. A leader who is servant of all. Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash their feet. A savior who gives himself to the whole world. This is my body given for you. This is my blood poured out for you. In his emptying, we are filled, made whole and healed and holy. The first part of the good news is he is not here. The tomb that held his broken body is empty. The second part of the good news is he has been raised. He is not lost or gone, but alive with us and in us. Here is our hope. Jesus is alive and continues his ministry through us. The angel tells the women to go quickly and tell the disciples. Right away, the women are given something to do. They are the first witnesses of the resurrection, and their job is to share what they have seen. The empty tomb is only part of the story of the resurrection. The stories of the risen Jesus are told throughout the 50 days of the Easter season. He is not here because he lives. And because he lives, we do too. In St. John Chrysostom's Paschal Homily, he proclaims, "Christ is risen, and not one dead remains in the tombs." Our Lenten journey began on Ash Wednesday. Hear again from that service Paul's words to the Corinthians. We are treated as unknown and yet are well known, as dying, and see we are alive, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. An empty tomb, the ultimate triumph of good over evil, of life over death. Just what we always wanted. A risen Savior who will transform us and use us to transform the world. Just what we always needed. Christ is risen, and not one dead remains in the tombs. The church is all decked out. Everything is rich and full. And still, it is with empty hands that we will reach out to receive the gift of bread and wine, the gift of resurrection. As the old hymn says, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." An empty tomb. Wow, nothing. A risen Savior. Wow, everything.